me to Colossians chapter 1, looking at verses 15 through 18 this morning. Colossians 1, 15 through 18 will be our scripture reading before the sermon. As we celebrate our freedom, celebrate our nation, celebrate God's goodness to us, I encourage you to also remember that He holds all things together by the power of His will, that the freedom you have and the place you live and the life you have is all because of Him. Behind all that we have, behind all these freedoms and this joy that we have in our country is God. And it's Him allowing it to happen that really makes it happen. Colossians 1:15, speaking of Jesus, says, He is the image of the invisible God. By the way, the word image in the Greek is pronounced icon. In the English, it's what you think of as an icon, just a statue or something. But He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by Him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through Him and for Him. Why do you exist? For Him. For Him. How do you exist? Through Him. Why do you exist? For Him. For Him. That's why you exist. And He is before all things, and in Him all things consist, or have their consistence, or hold together, as some versions might say. And He is the head of the body of the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He may have the preeminence. If you'd like this morning to go on a trip into outer space with me, would that be all right? Okay. I'll be right back and get the captain of the ship. He'll be right out. All right, he's here. I've been speaking to kids all week, so today's going to be a little goofier. Hope you don't mind. But yeah, this was probably my most serious message at the same time for the kids this week. Today's sermon, I'm so used to saying today's lesson. Today's sermon is the best is yet to come. That was our theme for this week, is the best is yet to come. Hoping in Jesus and finding your purpose in Him. The question this morning is, who are you living for? And the object today to help you is to see how infinitely small you really are. Like if I had a jar of sand up here and you were like an individual grain, that would not cut it. If you don't know this, the smallest known particle the man knows of at this point is called a neutrino. You've heard of atoms. This is subatomic. And it was discovered in the late 70s, this thing called a neutrino. You, in relationship to the Virgo supercluster of galaxies in the universe, which is not all of the universe, but it's the cluster that we're a part of, bet you didn't know that, you are to the galaxies, in terms of your size, what a neutrino is to you in size. You are really tiny, and that's the goal today, is to help you see how big God is and how amazing it is to talk about His love for you, to know how small He is. Now, we have some videos to show today. Is that? There we go. Right when I...
Ever since man first looked into the night sky, he knew that he was a part of something much, much bigger than himself. The vastness of the heavens was incomprehensible. The breadth of it all spoke of things eternal. And in looking at the heavens, man believed that perhaps he was really looking into the face of God. From Psalm 19, the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech, and night after night, they display knowledge. So where are we in this place called the universe? Our moon is our nearest neighbor, 250,000 miles away. Our sun is 93 million miles away from the Earth. The solar system is flying through space at 134 miles per second, spinning as it goes. It is a part of a vast collection of stars and star systems. Scientists estimate as many as 200 billion stars are a part of this collection called the Milky Way galaxy. Saturn, of the 9 planets in our solar system, is over 1 billion miles away. It is 1,000 times the size of our Earth. Of the 200 billion stars in our Milky Way galaxy, 6 billion of these stars have planetary systems like ours. Every star we can see in the night sky lies within the realm of our own galaxy. Voyager 1 is now the most distant human-made object in space. It was launched in 1977, traveling at a speed of 40,000 miles per hour. It is just now arriving at the edge of our solar system. The sun there is only 1/5,000th as bright as here on Earth, so it is extremely cold, and there is very little solar energy to provide electrical power. The fact that the spacecraft is still returning data is a remarkable surprise to our scientific community. Our solar system, containing the sun and the 9 orbiting planets, orbits the center of the Milky Way galaxy on just one of its outer spiraling arms. Our Milky Way galaxy, the home to our solar system, is just one of over 125 billion galaxies that make up the visible universe. Andromeda is the next closest galaxy. It is 10 million, million, million miles away from the Earth. Traveling at the speed of light, it would take 2 million years to reach Andromeda. Andromeda and the Milky Way form a small cluster of galaxies called the Local Group. Beyond the Local Group are even greater clusters of galaxies. Man has no knowledge whatever of what lies beyond this distance. From Hebrews chapter 11, by faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. From Colossians chapter 1, and Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things were created by Jesus and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. How big is God? The Bible declares that the endless eternal universe is just one of God's creations. As incomprehensible as that is for our minds to conceive, what may be even more unimaginable is that in the vastness of all that he has made, he loves you. And through Jesus Christ, his Son, the God of the universe, extends his hand and his love to you.
It's a powerful video. You are really, really tiny on the grand scale of things. Isaiah 40, 21 through 28. Please turn there with me. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. He brings the princes to nothing. He makes the judges of the earth useless. Scarcely shall they be planted. Scarcely shall they be sown. Scarcely shall their stock take root in the earth, when he will also blow on them, and they will wither, and the whirlwind will take them away like stubble. To whom then will you liken me, or to whom shall I be equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and see who has created these things, who brings out their host by number, who he calls them all by name, by the greatness of his might and the strength of his power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. It's a huge deal when you come here and talk to God in prayer or read his word. It's a huge deal because you are so small, so insignificant in the grand spectrum of things. And yet God has made you significant because of choosing to love us. Acts 15:18 says, known to God from eternity are all his works. I want to give you some numbers. I gave the kids these numbers, and you can write them down if you want. These are current. The United States is 3,797,000 square miles. Russia is 6,602,000 square miles, about twice the size of America. The Pacific Ocean is 62,460,000 square miles. It's huge. You don't want to get lost out there. Planet Earth is 196,900,000 square miles. Do you feel small? That's just the Earth. There are 321,400,000 people in the United States. China, the largest population in the world, has 693 people. And counting. And the total world population is 7,500,000,000 people at this point in time. It's amazing when you think that God hears your prayers and he says you can reach out to him, when alone you are part of 7.5 billion people. That you would matter. And that's just 7.5 billion people that are living right now. That's not all the people of all time. Every day, 360,000 people are born every day. 151,600 people die every day. 15,000 people are born every hour on this earth. And 6,316 people die every hour. There are 250 births every minute. 105 people die every minute. There are 4 births each second of every day, and nearly 2 people die every second. And we've been in here, and we started at 10:30. And think of how many people have died already, and how many people have been born already in that time. It's crazy. Psalm 116, verses 1 through 2 say, I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications. So you look at those numbers and think, isn't it amazing that he has heard you at all? Because he's inclined his ear to me. And that's crazy that God would say in that word, that it would say that he has inclined his ear to you. And you should be asking, why in the world are you doing that? Therefore, I will call upon him as long as I live. Psalm 113, verses 1 through 6 says, praise the Lord, praise, O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God who dwells on high, who humbles himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? Humbles himself, like gets down on his hands and knees to find something small on the ground. He does that just to even see us and see this whole universe. Here's some fun for you. If you could travel at the speed of light, you would be able to circle the Earth's equator about 7.5 times in just 1 second. Light moves at the speed of 186,000 miles per second. That's fast. It would take 4.2 years traveling at 186,000 miles per second to reach the sun. That is far and long. 92,960,000 miles away is the sun that you see shining through these windows right now. If you got on the speed of light train today, you would arrive at the sun on Friday, September 10th, 2021. More people are like Sunday now, Saturday or Sunday, but she would be arriving in 2021. Traveling at the speed of light, 186,000 miles per hour. And God spoke this all into existence with his word, and that was it. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, all just speaking it, and it's there. Please stand. We're going to sing just a couple of the lines from How Great Thou Art. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great. That God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
The sermon on Friday as we close the week was remembering that praise is the natural thing you do when you have learned truth. When you see a team win, your team that you like scores and they win a game, the natural thing to do is to cheer. And when you hear about God and you hear these things, the natural thing to do, the thing that we ought to do, is to give him praise. Ecclesiastes 3:11 says he has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from the beginning to end. Eternity. How long is eternity? It is forever. I didn't bring it today because it was too long. I had a rope there at camp and just tied a little end to the rope, just taped it for about an inch, and we talked about how, like that tape was about an inch, we just made it in comparison there to 100 years of living on this earth, and what would it look like if you were to live into eternity, and the rope went out of the building, so the rope went forever. I had to unroll it and roll it. That took a long time. I kind of regretted it when I had to roll it back up. It's like, man, this is going to take me forever, but it proved a point because it wasn't very far into it that we were at 10,000 years, and we sing the song, when we've been there 10,000 years, and you see it on a timeline, you realize, Why do I live for the here and now so much? Why do I live for things that are passing so much? I live as though this is it, and eternity is going to be there forever, forever and ever and ever. And this is so short, and our problems seem so big to us in this moment. But in the grand spectrum of things, they're small. You go up into outer space and look at this earth, you can't see wars from outer space, can you? You just see a globe spinning in the blackness. Everything is small when it gets relative. Colossians 1:15 through 17, read that before. Verse 16 says, "For by him, by Jesus, all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him, and he's crucified by those things that he has created. He allows himself to die on a cross, and he holds all things together," it says in verse 17, "all things in him consist," has the idea of holding the consistency together by his power. They're talking about like your atomic structure being held together by him. And as I say to the kids, I say to you too, even Satan is held together by Jesus. He doesn't move an eyelid, if you want to put it like this. He doesn't blink without God saying so. He doesn't do anything without God allowing him to do so. He is in God's universe. Here's another fun fact for you. How many cells are in the human body? 37.2 trillion cells are in your body on average. Some more than others, some less than others, right? Made up of seven, I can't say the number because it's 27 zeros after the seven. That many atoms in your body. Seven with 27 zeros, atoms in your body. I don't know if you can read that. I can read it though. Philippians 2, 5 through 11 says, "Make your own attitude that of Christ Jesus, who existing in the form of God, did not consider equality with God as something to be used for his own advantage." And verse 7 really says it so well. "Instead, he emptied himself by assuming the form of a slave, taking on the likeness of men. And when he had come as a man in his external form, he humbled himself." Now you look at this universe and you see that video and you think, how could it not be anything but humbling himself to come into the form of us? It'd be like you transforming yourself into a grain of salt to go and die on a cross for other salt. Or an ant. I saw an ant the other day when we were sitting outside, one of those little tiny ants, you know, and it picked up just a small piece of chip and it was carrying around. And I thought, you know, that chip doesn't weigh anything to me, but to that ant, that was pretty heavy, you know, and it was walking around carrying this thing. And you think about it this way, it's like God's coming into the world of these tiny creatures called humans, and he's taking on the form and becoming one with them, Jesus, and dying on the cross for their sins. And you think, how absurd would it be for me to do that with ants or with something tiny? We disregard them. It's no big deal to us. But for God, he made us into his image, it says. It says in verse 8, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even to death on a cross. For this reason, God highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. It may not look like that today, but when all is said and done and we stand before him, you'll know in a second. You'll know in a second what truth is. And it'll be no more mystery about who God is, or that we should have given him the praise long ago, or submitted to him, believed in him. There's a video. Do I have a video there? I'm sorry. lunch today, when you salt your food, just remember that there's more atoms in that grain of salt than there are stars in the universe. And God is so big. And when you see the size of yourself in comparison to all things, it should be obvious what we ought to do with God, is to glorify Him, praise Him, thank Him that He would send His Son into this world to die for us, believe on Him, have eternal life with Him, as the Bible talks about. Who are you living for? The verses for this week, the theme verses were Philippians 3:13 and 14. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. I press on. See, there are many forms of praise. Singing is one of them, but living for Him is another way to praise Him. And that was the challenge to them. That's the challenge to all of you, or to have a relationship with Him in the first place. Let's pray. Then I'll have the deacons and elder come at this time for the Lord's Supper. Lord, thank You for being such an immense God who loves us, who looks out for our needs, who takes care of us every day. Lord God, I pray that You would help us to glorify You and to live for You. And as we come before You now, I just pray that You'd be honored in this too. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.